Welcome to the deep dive. You sent us one of the most chaotic stacks of source material we've seen all year.
I mean, it's a lot.
Seriously, we are talking about a major corporate data breach, resulting in digital currency hyperinflation, a federal court order, a classified military space plane, and a massive wave of tech layoffs. All at once.
It's chaos, but it's... It's organized chaos. Our job today is to take this seemingly unrelated pile of headlines and, you know, find the pattern underneath.
Extract the signal from the noise.
Exactly. We need to figure out how the same technologies everyone is focused on are simultaneously rewriting jobs, demanding new infrastructure, and frankly, challenging our ideas about digital ownership.
These aren't just news stories. They're snapshots of the future being written in real time.
That's the mission.
So today we are diving into MIT's view of the global tech brain for 2025. The painful lesson in the Rainbow Six Siege mega hack, the Shopify court order, the very secretive journey of the X-37B spaceplane, and the reasons behind 22,000 tech layoffs.
And Samsung's new push into smart sound.
Right, and that too.
Let's think of it as mapping the flow of capital and people. Where is the money going, and where are the jobs? Nah, let's start there. AI investment and job loss.
Okay, let's unpack this. The era of AI consequences and cost correction. When you look at MIT Technology Review's list of their most popular stories for 2025, you realize we are so far past the novelty phase.
Oh, completely.
The world is no longer interested in whether a chatbot can write a poem. The urgency is now on the costs, environmental, financial, societal stortability that come after it writes a million lines of code.
We've entered the AI era of consequences, and what's fascinating here is how the conversation has pivoted from just capability to, you know, cost and impact.
Right.
The top stories are not about new algorithms. They are about exploding AI models and their colossal environmental footprints. We're talking about power-hungry data centers, massive water usage for cooling.
I read one piece that said data centers are starting to compete with local residents for water rights. It stops being this abstract cloud problem and becomes a very real utility problem.
It absolutely does. And it's not just AI models taking up all the oxygen. The list also highlights two other huge fields, biotech and gene editing, specifically CRISPR. They even call it biology as software.
Biology as software. That is such a potent analogy. It suggests that you can debug health problems like a programmer fixes code.
Precisely. And the third area is robotics, and what they call embodied AI automation, moving out of the screen and into the real world. Think warehouse bots, surgical robots.
So you've got these three overlapping realities. The source has laid it out pretty clearly. First, AI models are now just infrastructure.
They're like plumbing. They're woven into everything, and you can't just rip them out.
The second reality is cost. With the capital C, RAM, GPUs, electricity, these are now strategic bottlenecks.
And that demand is forcing some really radical hardware innovation. The sources mention the ongoing RAM price crisis, but also things like China's Tai Chi photonic chips.
Okay, hang on. Photonic chips. Why is that a strategic bottleneck? Break that down for me.
It boils down to physics and money. Training these huge AI models means moving enormous amounts of data. Standard electronics. They get hot. They use immense power.
Right.
Photonic chips use light, not electrons, to move data. That dramatically cuts latency, heat, and power use. The race for chips like Tai Chi isn't about being a little faster. It's about making the next generation of AI economically and environmentally feasible.
Okay, so massive capital flowing into this really specialized infrastructure. That brings us to the third reality, risk.
Mm-hmm.
Bias, misinformation, job displacement. This is all front page news now,
yeah.
Which connects perfectly to the other big trend in the sources. The 2025 layoff wave.
Yeah, TechCrunch reported more than 22,000 people laid off in tech so far this year. And, you know, a lot of people just call this a post-pandemic correction.
Things are just normalizing.
Right. But the sources suggest the causes are much deeper, more structural. This isn't just going to bounce back when the economy picks up.
So the irony is, the tech we're pouring billions into is also what's making people redundant.
It is. A major driver is AI-driven automation. LLMs can now compress or even replace entire roles in customer support, QA testing, content marketing. If an AI can handle 80% of support tickets, you just need a much smaller human team.
And then there's just pure investor pressure. The grow at all costs era is dead.
It's over. Now the demand is for profitability. So companies are forced to make these strategic pivots toward that core AI infrastructure.
And so like strategic surgery.
That's a good way to put it. They're pulling people from automatable areas and shoveling that capital into GPUs and core model development. It's a total restructuring of human capital to align with the new compute infrastructure.
So for you listening, what does this all mean? The MIT list is basically a map of the fields you'll be competing against in a few years.
Exactly. Your resilience factor is now tied to your ability to leverage these tools. It's about building things with AI, automating workflows, not just doing the repetitive tasks that are, you know, rapidly being digitized.
That structural collapse in the labor market. It leads us right to the chaos on digital platforms. Let's start with the Rainbow Six Siege mega hack. This is just a terrifying cautionary tale.
It caused an immediate trust shock for millions of players. I mean, Ubisoft had to shut down servers, the in-game store, everything. The attackers didn't just break the game, they broke the economy inside it.
They weren't just duplicating items, they were literally printing money.
From thin air, players were suddenly getting these ultra-rare developer skins, and get this, up to billions of in-game credits. R6 credits, Renown, Alpha Pack.
Billions. That's pure, unadulterated digital hyperinflation. The entire concept of value just evaporates.
It does. The value of this stuff relies entirely on scarcity. When trillions of currency units suddenly appear, the whole monetization loop just breaks. Why buy anything?
And the aftermath sounds like total panic. It wasn't just economic, was it?
No, it was chaos. Reports of broken lobbies, weird UI glitches. Players who had nothing to do with the hack suddenly getting tons of currency. And then the fear of these automated ban waves just sweeping up everyone, innocent or not.
When you break the foundational ledger of the game, I guess the cleanup is just impossible without collateral damage.
It's a nightmare. But here's where it gets really interesting. There was a suggestion that all this chaos might have been a smokescreen.
A distraction.
One report cites Tyson TV suggesting this whole thing, as bad as it was, could have been a Trojan horse. All the flashiness of the currency explosion distracts the security teams while the attackers quietly go after more valuable data user info, maybe even source code.
That is a fundamental shift. It means these game companies are no longer just selling pixels. They are running complex financial ecosystems.
And they need bank-level threat modeling, but they often weren't built with that in mind. The attack showed that if the currency layer is that vulnerable, the whole platform is at risk.
That vulnerability leads us perfectly to personal data risk. We go from a volatile game currency to the very, very long life of our own information, which is highlighted by this Shopify federal court order.
This is a big one. A U.S. federal court ordered Shopify to hold on to data from inactive user accounts, specifically for tax examinations.
So this just throws fuel on that huge global conflict between what government audits and our right to be forgotten.
Precisely. Governments, especially for tax collection, demand these long transactional trails, records, invoices, you name it. This forces platforms to keep logs far longer than a user might expect. It's a legal requirement that directly conflicts with privacy mandates like GDPR.
So even if I hit delete account, Shopify, and probably lots of other platforms, might be legally forced to keep a kind of ghost ledger of my activity.
That's the hard truth here. And the more data they hoard, especially from inactive accounts that people have forgotten about, the higher the security risk. Experts call it data debt.
Inactive data. It's just sitting there, concentrated, a perfect target.
Exactly. The sources bring up the Trust Wallet hack, where dormant accounts were hit years after they were last touched. This stuff isn't just archival dust. It's a high-value target with purchase histories, old addresses, payment details.
So what's the practical takeaway for us? How do you mitigate a data footprint you thought was gone?
The key is realizing that delete account isn't a magic eraser. Financial records can stay in cold storage for years, sometimes decades. It all depends on jurisdiction. The only real mitigation is to start with transparency. Read the data retention policies and just assume anything transactional is permanent.
That's a terrifying thought. Okay, let's move from data persistence on Earth to the ultimate hardware frontier space. The return of the U.S. military's XTOR-37B space plane after a 434-day classified mission.
This is a critical piece of hardware. It's uncrewed, reusable, lands on a runway, and its mission highlights three layers of strategic significance that affect everyone.
The first being that reusability concept, which seems to be everywhere now.
It is. Just like with SpaceX, the X-37B is part of this shift toward cheaper, more frequent orbital missions. That eventually bleeds into the commercial sector satellite servicing, debris removal. The economics of space are fundamentally changing.
And second, of course, is the classified part. That's what always grabs headlines.
Naturally. The secrecy suggests it can host experimental sensors, maybe inspection payloads to get close to other satellites.
Which raises all sorts of questions about NURMS in space.
Exactly. But the third point, the radiation data they gather actually has massive civilian applications.
Right, despite the military focus.
Absolutely. The official experiments feed directly into civilian science. They inform the design of chips and structures that have to survive the harsh environment of long missions.
Wait, can we loop that back to the AI infrastructure segment?
We have to. This is the synthesis moment. The industry building your fastest GPUs, your most reliable servers. It's deeply intertwined with defense. They share supply chains for materials that can survive radiation.
So the same physics challenges that push the military to harden satellites are informing how we build our data centers.
Precisely. The physical demands of the AI boom, the heat, the power, are now bleeding into high-spec defense research.
From high orbit, let's look down to the living room. Samsung's 2026 wireless smart audio gambit. This is them staking a major claim in the consumer hardware war.
Audio is no longer a side quest. We saw LG push AI monitors. Now Samsung is focused on sound. They're pitching these new wireless speakers as next-gen, smart, sound-immersive, multi-device, and deeply integrated into the smart home.
But haven't we heard smart audio before? What makes this different from, say, Sonos or even Apple's spatial audio?
That's the key challenge. The sources suggest the difference will be platform depth and integrated AI. The trend is to turn your speakers into full-blown compute nodes.
What kind of feature signal that there are compute nodes?
We're talking about next-level, room-aware, sound Dolby Atmos. Spatial audio that automatically calibrates to your specific room layout. Imagine your audio seamlessly transitioning from your TV to your headphones as you move around the house.
So music literally following you, or switching sources based on what device you're near.
And that level of awareness needs real-time processing. That's where that on-device and cloud AI comes in. It makes real-time adjustments, boosting dialogue for a movie, changing the EQ for gaming.
And for gamers, the big challenge is always latency.
Right. If Samsung can nail low-latency wireless, whether it's Wi-Fi 6E or something proprietary, these smart audio devices become vital components, making their whole ecosystem even stickier.
What a journey. We started with the AI brain drain, the restructuring of the tech industry. We saw a digital currency collapse in a game, debated data privacy via Shopify, and then tracked compute nodes from the high orbit of X37B down to our living rooms.
And the key takeaway is that the technologies driving all this enthusiasm are also causing massive turbulence. The infrastructure and security just weren't built for this scale or threat profile.
Whether it's Ubisoft's gaming economy or Shopify's data policy, we're dealing with systems that weren't designed for what they've become.
And that lack of foundational robustness leads directly to the kind of volatility we've talked about today.
It forces these painful consequences across the board.
So critical thinking about platform transparency, about the true cost of frictionless services, is essential for you moving forward.
So here's a final provocative thought for you to chew on. We've watched the industry shed thousands of jobs and pour billions into an AI infrastructure that demands unprecedented power and water. We've also seen how easily a digital economy can collapse and how impossible it is to truly disappear online. If AI accelerates automation and makes your data immortal, what high-leverage skill are you focusing on right now that your 2028 self will thank you for?
Think about the answer to that until the next deep dive.